Hello, this is Louis1997 and Razorback 29. We are doing a podcast today and we're going to be answering questions like, is the iPad a silly product? So, Liam, would you like to think of that?
No, well, I just realised when you were saying Razorback 29, it's you forgot the 29 at the start, but that's pure vanity.
On the Xbox, you're 2.9, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The iPad, it looks kind of, it just looks like a big version of the iPod and the iPhone.
It looks very, very fragile.
Yeah, I've heard that it's going to have a better processor, but to be honest with you, I personally wouldn't want to be carrying around a massive block. Like when you're not using it, it's just gonna look stupid. I'm not a big fan of the iPad. Just from what I've seen so far, it just doesn't look very. I don't know. I mean, yeah, you can read books on it and do that sort of stuff, but you know, why don't you just bring a book with you?
Yeah, and also, the screen looks very easy to damage. And it's just a bigger version of the iPod. Well, I've got to admit, when I'm playing the iPod, I wish I had a bigger screen on it when I'm playing on the apps, but apart from when you're actually playing the apps, you can't fit it in your pocket. You have to take it around a backpack, and this is my backpack for my iPad. you don't see people going around saying that a lot.
I totally agree.
And the iPod's quite cool because you can go up to someone and say, "This is my iPhone." have like the rubber case on because it looks like the iPhone.
The iPad. I guess you've got to treat it more like a laptop because of the size. So you're going to want to get a case for it. I mean, it won't fit in your pocket. But saying that, it just seems like, what's the point in having an iPad if you're going to have your laptop with you? Because this is the sort of product I could see. Maybe you're going through an airport checkout, you've got your laptop on you. Why would you want an iPad to read a book or anything like that when you're sitting at the airport, you know? Why don't you just plug in your dongle into your laptop and then read a book on there? Because to be honest with you, it's more, there's no point carrying around either one or the other, and obviously a laptop's got a better processor.
Netbooks on a whole, are kind of silly products because they're just small versions of a laptop. I'll just get a laptop, much more processing power, does what you want to do, more space, more RAM, if you want maybe watch high definition movies, Blu-ray, video editing.
Yeah. Netbooks, it is a small version. I say a small version, it's a small version of a laptop, so it basically is a netbook, this iPad. But problems I would have with it is, well, for a start, obviously the Apple have never been, apart from their Mac Pro, all their products are extremely expensive, and they don't have the same processing power, obviously, as, say, a Dell laptop or an Acer laptop or something like that, you know? And I would be, if I was sort of very into my video editing and all that sort of stuff, I would rather have a proper laptop. I wouldn't want a MacBook or something like that, unless, you know, it had a decent amount of RAM and that. So,
yeah.
Good processor.
Anyway, is there anything else you want to say about the iPad? Or do you want to move on?
Not really, no.
Okay, right. Next, what I want to say.
Okay, so the Vancouver Winter Olympics has been on the news recently, and one of the athletes that was going to be participating in this event has skidded on one of the slopes, which is really, really terrible. But I've also been hearing about how Vancouver, there's been a lot of drug trade, you know, all that sort of crap, and really, people are going to, you know, there's going to be representatives and all that going to this place. But the surrounding area, there is a harsh reality, which is that people, you know, there's a lot of poverty around about this area. And you know,
I think this Olympics is going to sort of regenerate it.
It should, yeah, hopefully, because it's the same with the terrible treatment that went on when the Olympics went on in Thingamajigger. I can't. What's the name of the place again?
I'm not sure. Anyway, could I interrupt you with the current results, the medalists at the moment? Well, the countries. The United States has one gold medal, one silver medal, and two bronze medals. That's a total of four medals. Korea, trailing just behind them on second place, with one gold medal, one silver medal, zero bronze medals, and total of two. And France, just behind Korea, in third, with one gold medal and one bronze medal. Then it's the Netherlands with one gold medal only in fourth place. Slovakia in fifth place with one gold medal. Switzerland in sixth place with one gold medal. Canada in seventh place with one silver medal. Germany, one silver medal in eighth place. Norway, one silver medal in ninth place. And in tenth place, Poland with one silver medal. And then we've got Austria in the 11th, Croatia in the 13th, and Russia Federation in last. Unfortunately for them. Okay, and the latest and the medalist from the biathlon men's 20 km sprint is Jay Vincent from France. He has a gold for that. And let's see, Sivadin Emil Hell gold. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Sorry, I don't mean to be disrespectful over that. He's got a silver medal, and then Fat Jacko from. He's got a bronze. And then freestyle skiing, Kearney Hanna has a gold, Hill Jennifer has a silver, and Ducky Shannon has a bronze. So it's shaping up to be a quite nice Vancouver 2010. And sorry if we absolutely are rubbish at doing sports results. Anyway, back over to you, Liam.
Yeah, sorry. This is the very first podcast we have done, so next time when we do this we'll be more professional and go about it in a more professional way. But yeah, so we're sorry for sort of smirking and the rest of that crap.
Sorry.
Like Lewis does. okay. I'm guessing this is relevant to a podcast, but
yeah.
Why can't we talk about video games as well?
There's
entertainment.
Yeah, so moving on to video games at the moment, BioShock 2 has just come out within the last few days, I believe. Is that?
Yeah, that's right. It's just come out. It came out on the 9th, actually, the 9th of February. So, I pre-ordered my copy, but unfortunately, it came. As usual.
Late.
About 2 or 3 days, two or three days later. I seem to have got some sort of random Japanese version for a change. It doesn't have any age rating on it.
Oh,
and
nice.
the manual's in Japanese. Luckily, the PlayStation 3 is can play different regions of discs.
Yeah, you get that with the Xbox.
You're screwed.
Also, what else has come out? Army of Two, the 40th day thingy that everyone's talking about, which I would personally like to say it's a piece of third person rubbish.
Yeah, I was gonna say I hated the first one, and it was quite cheap. I think they seem to rush. It's just one of those rushed games that, you know, they'll release.
Yeah, it's one of those gimmicky games.
Yeah, there was a lot of hype around this. Well, not a huge amount, but you know, there was people talking about this sequel. They're also making a sequel to Kane and Lynch as well.
Whatever that is.
Kane and Lynch Dog Days, the new one. And having played the first one when I actually first got my Xbox 360 back in the days.
Back in the days? It was,
yeah, maybe about 3 years ago.
Oh yeah, back in the days, 20 years ago, I had a Nintendo 64, even though they weren't out yet. And I wasn't born.
Yeah, that's true.
That was a bit random.
Anyway, it wasn't a great... The graphics were good for the time, but the game, I didn't really enjoy it that much. So I don't know, maybe the second one will be better.
And there's also been rumours of Rockstar North and very early development of Grand Theft Auto V for all you Grand Theft Auto fans. And also there's...
Yeah, are they not also working on... sorry for butting in there. Are they not also working on Red Dead Redemption?
Some of that. And they're also working on the... No, wait, they're not. I'm just going a little bit mad here. And there's also a fair bit of information being spread around the internet on Halo Reach, the new...
That game looks
and the Halo saga.
Awesome.
The trailer looks awesome. We'll probably have a link to that in the description. This will be on YouTube as well. If you're watching this on a podcast, link might be in the description if you can get a description podcast. As I say, this is the first thing.
There's also, when I was on Facebook, there is a video that has come out of actual gameplay of Halo Reach, and I can't give it to you. But the things you'll be able to do is you'll be able to do stealth kills, you'll be able to run, so you'll be able to crouch down and sort of, you know, the camera will hunker down and you'll just sort of go Rambo style about the place. The graphics look phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really Bungie's new engine. They're going to be showing off.
They've developed it from the ground up. It's not the same as Halo 3. This game is going to be totally different from anything you'd expect
in every way, which
Halo
is what he said in Halo 3 ODST, but we're still
I guess.
And there's also Call of Duty 7, which is rumoured, it's just rumours at the moment, that it's going to be in Vietnam, which will be interesting, very interesting, what they're going to do with the Nazi zombies. They might just tune it to Vietnamese zombies. I can't pronounce that right, sorry. Vietnamese zombies. Or you might just keep it Nazi zombies. I'm not sure. They might release a totally different game. But that shaping up, well, it's probably going to be quite good looking at some of the Xbox magazines. Also, Medal of Honor.
That's making me really excited.
Yeah, really excited. You can fly helicopter. The graphics look amazing. Based in Afghanistan. A lot of us have been saying that Modern Warfare 2 isn't really Modern Warfare. It's just not really been in Afghanistan that much, which we've been disappointed about. I was hoping for a nice, like, sort of Afghanistan-Iraq shooter, but Medal of Honor is going to give me that, hopefully. And
the graphics look better.
Yeah, I love flying helicopters, and that's going to suit me. And if there's fast jets, that's even better.
Yeah, but if you're in for a sort of cross between Modern Warfare and, you know, some sort of tactical FPS, then you'll be pleased to hear that the Battlefield Bad Company 2 demo is, I won't swear, but it is really awesome.
Yeah, it's almost like the full game. Well.
Yeah, the full online multiplayer, really. You can't get half the guns, of course, but it's so fun. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of the first one. I enjoyed it, but it was harder to get kills. And in this one, I'm not saying I'm a noob. I'm not saying that, because I don't play Modern Warfare 2 all the time. I've sort of gone off Modern Warfare. But it looks just so good. It looks like it's going to shape up to be a good
game. Yeah, and we all know that Modern Warfare 3 is going to be out soon because that guy Makarov didn't die. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, and I'm expecting Operation Flashpoint Dragon Rising 2. Anyway, we need to... Crisis 2, it's going to be awesome.
Crisis 2, yeah, they're going to... Obviously, because it's coming out in the PlayStation and Xbox 360, we all know that you're not going to need a really high-spec computer to run this thing at high settings.
Crises are out at the moment. I've got Crisis right in my hand at the moment. Crisis Warhead, the graphics are amazing. Well, they run on my computer really well. I've got a really good graphics card in mind. I need to get a better processor though for the water effects. It's absolutely awesome on a computer, so I would recommend getting it for the computer if you have a high spec computer instead of the Xbox.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Also get it for the Xbox if you have a lot of friends on the Xbox, because you might want to play with them and share your knowledge of Crysis.
Last night I sorry, you probably, like, I don't know how many people are interested in this, but Heavy Rain is this new interactive, it's all sort of a real-time based game, based around this story, about this thing, about this person called the Origami Killer, and it's had a lot of anticipation, but I have a feeling that, like Mirror's Edge, like, if you remember Mirror's Edge did have quite a lot of hype building up to the game, but then when the game was released, not many people bought it, and it was quite a fail in terms of sales figures. And that sort of leads me on to the next thing, Mirror's Edge 2. There has been rumours about Mirror's Edge 2, and there is a team working on it at the moment, but because...
Sorry for butting in, this is going to be like the longest podcast ever. Well, Mirror's Edge 2, we've got to sort of move on to our next subject, because we're sort of running out of time. sorry about that. Well, actually, just say what you're going to say.
Alright, well, because the first one didn't have a huge success, the second one should... because they've got a small team from DICE working on it at the moment, but because it's... Oh, and by the way, DICE also made Battlefield Bad Company. They're the same team that made Battlefield Bad Company. But because it didn't have a huge success, the first one, it's going to be a slower process before this one's released, because obviously EA are just releasing... I'm not saying it in a bad way, because Battlefield Bad Company 2 looks amazing, but they're releasing games...
faster just, than they can make them good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly, just to get money. So yeah, that's the end of that subject. We can move on now.
Okay, so next subject, I was thinking of being the World Cup, just let me get my internet browser up and see what the current standings are. The Football World Cup, I'm meaning, just in case you're wondering, because, actually, yeah, whatever. Okay, the FIFA World Cup, www.fifa.com/World Cup, South Africa, countdown until it, right this second. 115 days, 23 hours, 23 minutes, and 40 seconds until the World Cup. And it's looking quite nice.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Scotland hasn't qualified, which is our country, and they've lost and let us down badly, like they normally do.
Yeah, that's true. At least England has got some hope in... all the stuff that they do.
Yeah, they're in Group
football
C.
Sake.
Ow. Okay, right. So all the actually no, I can't be bothered reading out all those countries. So there's quite a lot of countries, all the good countries you would expect: Germany, Austria, Serbia, England, USA. actually, to tell the truth, I didn't expect USA to make it.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
They're not the best at soccer. As they call
it. Sorry, I can't help laughing at that. That's...
Some people think I like soccer, but I just think I don't. Anyway. we like Conks.
What song is that? What song
Bonkers
is that?
Bonkers by Dizzy Rascal.
Oh yeah, I just...
If you're watching this on your iPod, download that brilliant song. well worth your... money. Got a nice bass in it as well, if you've got a nice headset.
Like moi.
Yeah.
Except I'm a bit of an audiophile, so...
No, sorry. Yeah, so... World Cup's looking quite good, but do we think it should be hosted in South Africa? Sorry about that, Buck.
Nice sound effect. we should have like some sort of onboard like sound effects on a computer, and like people clapping and cheering and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So, so what do we think of South Africa hosting the World Cup? Yeah, so, Liam, what would you like to say first?
South Africa hosting the World Cup. Well, okay. They're really athletic, the African, you know. Just that's a known fact. But in terms of them hosting the World Cup, well, hey, I don't know. What do you think? What would be your first thoughts on that subject?
Me, well, personally, I think there has been that gun attack on cricket players in South Africa recently. And there is a lot, known to be a lot of guns in South Africa and also a lot of clans. But at the same time, I would like to see South Africa regenerate into a country as stable as the USA or United Kingdom. It is fairly stable at the moment, but I wouldn't, personally, I wouldn't like to live there at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the sort of thing I wouldn't like. Well, like to live in Russia. It's all right, stable. It's just that I would prefer to live in the USA or Britain. Just a personal choice. Anyway, before I tell you my life story, South Africa. I could see there being violent attacks, and also South African police sometimes are relentless, and they're
like the energy drink.
In their struggle for what they think is peace. When there's some sort of riots, they just get their whips out and their shotguns and start shooting people. And their tear gas.
I've got a bit of the giggles today.
Yeah. So South Africa hosting the World Cup. Is good in some ways, has its good pros and cons. The stadium looks awesome though. In the middle of what is it in? I'm not sure. Is it?
I've not seen the stadium.
What city is the stadium in?
Let me just check that up because I've not done my research on this. Let me be frank about that. So. Yeah. Awkward silence, like we said we wanted to avoid.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm looking at this aerial shot of the Ellis Park Stadium in Johannesburg amongst 10 venues that will host matches during the 2010 FIFA World Cup. It's got a nice swimming pool next to it, I can see here.
You know what it reminds me of? This is extremely off
Olympics.
Topic. No, it reminds me of you know that new Mombasa from ODST. It does.
Yeah. ODST is based in Africa.
Yeah, in Africa.
It's based in South Africa.
But yeah, back to the subject. New stadiums will be built in Mombela in. I cannot pronounce that name, but I'm guessing it's Malanga.
Because he's not South African.
And in the Nelson Mandela Metro, encompassing Port Elizabeth in the Eastern Cape. Peter Mokaba Stadium in Polokwane in Limpopo will be rebuilt as...
Right,
It's just... I can't read that, that's just insane. Half the stuff. It's like reading some foreign language.
Sorry, we should really have three presenters, one who's like really sensible
so that
we have somebody who's not laughing when we decide to go and have a laugh. Personally, I would quite like to see Britain host a World Cup, but then that's being a bit greedy because we are already hosting the 2014 Commonwealth Games and the 2020 Olympics.
By the time we start to host the Olympics, we'll all be thinking about the actual apocalypse.
So moving on topic, 21st December, do you think the world's going to end?
No.
So, the prediction's based on the ancient Mayan long count calendar. It ends on that day. An ancient Mayan long count calendar has been able to predict apocalypses 2,000 years into the future. Even today, it's managed to predict apocalypses, but randomly it ends on December 1st, 2012. Maybe it's because the ancient Mayans thought this would be the day that the world ended, or maybe they just couldn't be bothered to write anymore.
Could I just put in there? You know, it's kind of weird how it's kind of funny because how come when our calendar ends, we're all celebrating New Year's Eve? Think about it. I mean, seriously, we seem to be taking this theory of doomsday a little step too far. I mean, the world's not going to end for another good while, you know?
Another 2 years. Not only kidding.
Well, no, but I mean, like, this calendar, it's the end of the calendar, yeah, but it means that it'll renew and start all over again.
Yeah, well, there's no Mayans to rewrite their calendar.
Exactly, but that's when the calendar was meant to end. It's almost like saying that we had some person that wrote our calendar, and then all of a sudden they died, and the whole human race died, and then no one could rewrite.
Anyway, so we would like to talk a little bit about our YouTubes now. Oh yeah, upcoming video on South Africa World Cup hosting. I have a video of Hitler going mad over it. Check that out. Probably be on in a while. www.youtube.com/Louis1997. Had a bit of a fail there.
Yeah.
And is there anything you... Oh, yes, our movie project.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's been... We've been talking about that for quite a while now.
Ow.
We're hopefully going to be going to a few of the locations next week. And we'll be getting a few members together for the cast. I'm currently writing out the storyline, and I've actually already made a to-do list of all the stuff, so it keeps my head nice and fresh so I can concentrate on the storyline, which is pretty deep. But yeah, that should be fun. Anything else you want to add onto that, Lewis?
So thanks for watching.
Yeah, thanks for watching, guys. Please, if you're watching this on YouTube, please rate, comment, and subscribe. That's rate, comment, and subscribe. The little yellow subscribe button's up in the top right-hand corner of your screen. And if you're watching this on the channel player, it's right above the video. And if you don't subscribe, then you're going to miss out on all the great stuff we have to talk about, which probably is nothing at all. But please do come by and visit our channels. Louis1997. 1997 and 29 Razorback 29. Now, what you'll do is search once you get onto YouTube, search Louis1997 in the search bar, and it will give you his videos, and you can then click in his channel. Please subscribe to him. And then if you type 29 Razorback 29 into YouTube as well, you'll get all my stuff. I upload music and stuff like that, but when we start getting this podcast together,
it'll be weekly
playlist
and stuff like that.
Yeah. So please subscribe to my channel as well so you can stay up to date. Okay, so that's pretty much all I've got to say.
And one last thing I've got to say, if you've got any ideas for stuff we could talk about on the podcast, recent issues or issues you'd just like us to talk about in our comical ways, send us private messages on YouTube, or you can send us an email. You'll find our email on YouTube, or if not, louis1997@hotmail.com, and I believe what's your one again?
liam-forsyth@hotmail.co.uk. So you can contact me.
Okay, if you've got any ideas, good or bad, we'll incorporate them into our video somehow. Depending on how many there are, we'll take the what we think will be interesting to talk about. So, thanks for watching. We've been saying thanks for about 10 minutes now, but...
Well, what we'll do, Lewis, is we'll also stick the email addresses in the description so people can contact us that way as well. Just so they know, like, what our email addresses are, because they probably don't really understand if they're just listening to us.
Yeah, and if you help us to build up and we do become, like, big stars in the podcast sector, that'll be brilliant. Thanks a lot, and bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for watching.
Bye.